In a way, it's quite a distance from the glamorous dance studios of Helen Powers, famous dance director and agent, to the room in Kate Beekman's modest home, where Kate looks through the window at gray skies, chokes back a sob when she thinks of the bleak future ahead. But as we're about to learn, Kate is much closer to Miss Powers than Kate dreams. For at this moment, a tall, well-built, exceedingly handsome gentleman enters Miss Powers' studios, taps on the door of Miss Powers' dressing room.
Come in, Suzanne.
It's Herbert Selby, Helen, but may I come in anyway?
Well, Herbert, of course.
How are you, my sweet?
How nice of you to drop in. And how are you? You look a bit tired.
I am.
Been working very hard spinning the wheels of commerce.
I intend to let commerce spin its own hoop over the weekend.
Going up to the lodge?
You be there this weekend?
I'll drive up with Anita and Reggie if the weather's nice.
Busy day?
Frightful. How I envy you barons of industry.
Don't.
Oh? Something wrong at Consolidated Sales?
You know how it is, Helen. Business is frightfully complicated. Which brings me to my point.
What point?
The reason I came to see you. I have a selfish motive, my dear. Do me a favor?
Well?
Actually, it's a favor for my vice president.
Oh, the butterball who walks like a man. J.T. came to see me about some young girl, dancer.
Beekman.
Really, Herbert, are you boys in the automobile business or the entertainment business or the nightclub business? Or... I'm puzzled and confused.
And also very pretty.
Well, how would you like to dissolve my pretty confusion? In other words, what's this all about?
Well, business is complicated, but in a way it's simple. We've had several good years with the motor company. It leaves me with large cash balances on hand. J.T. is putting the capital to work for me. Various investments.
I don't like that fat man, Herbert. I don't like the way he looks, or the way he looks at me. I don't like the way he refers to you as the big fellow.
Neither do I.
Then why don't you get rid of him? What does that mean?
It means... You don't understand, Helen. J.T. is useful in spite of his personality. Now, about Miss Beekman...
I can't book her, Herbert. The girl was injured in an accident. She'll never dance again. I informed your fat vice president.
I know, but still, he wants the girl to work in the club. As I understand it, she can do routine work.
If she will.
The girl must work.
Then why doesn't J.T. offer her a job?
Well, he could. But he wants to be certain she'll accept. The girl has a tremendous respect and admiration for you, Helen. As don't we all.
Oh, everybody loves me. You want me to talk to her?
Will you, Angel? For me.
All right. But, Herbert, after this, leave me out, hmm? Business is too complicated for me. And pour me some brandy. You know where it is.
Meanwhile, in the office of Perry Mason...
Oh, what time is it, Della?
Almost six.
Big day.
Let's call it a day.
I'm afraid we can't, Chief. Mr. Wallace is in the outer office.
What?
Mr. Wallace, board chairman at National Indemnity Insurance Company. The man who wanted you to investigate...
I know who Donald Wallace is, Donald.
Well, now you know. He's sitting out there in the office, and he's not alone. There's a woman with him.
You know her?
No, she's a middle-aged woman, rather nice-looking, nicely dressed.
Why does this
Now, why
to
complain? Because one of the most important businessmen in the
Della,
country...
Della, I turned him down...
And now?
And now I'll have to turn him down again.
Well, he said he'd make you change your mind.
Yes, he said.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mason.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wallace. I'm just leaving the office.
Not before I say I was wrong, and I know it. I didn't know enough about you when I spoke to you earlier, which was an error. Maybe you didn't know enough about me.
How do you mean?
Give me 60 seconds, then I get out or we talk turkey.
All right, shoot.
All right. I'm a salesman, but I did a bad job of selling you. I didn't know enough about my prospect. So when I walked out of this office this afternoon, I went to work. I know a lot more about you, Mason. I know you've got to be interested before you'll take a case. I came in and offered you big money to investigate a big stolen car ring. It's more than a ring. It's an industry. You weren't interested.
No.
You will be when you know what this is all about.
Mr. Wallace.
Not in terms of dollars and cents, Mr. Mason. Let me go ahead.
All right.
Then I'll shut up and let you listen to this lady, Mrs. Smith. Her name isn't Smith, Mr. Mason. When you change your mind, and I think you will, you'll know her name. But for the present...
How do you do, Mrs. Smith?
Very well, sir.
My secretary, Miss Street.
Hello, Mrs. Smith.
My dear.
Mason, you're interested in a young boy named Francis Riley. Riley's in jail waiting trial on a charge of auto theft.
Hmm. Well, you have been busy.
We're also interested in Riley. We've reason to believe he was associated with the stolen car ring.
Possible. The boy hasn't talked.
We know. We think he was warned not to talk. You know that?
No, but it's also possible. He is frightened.
Yeah. I told you this stolen car racket's big. All right. Forget how big in dollars and cents. Think how big in terms of human beings. Boys and girls like Frank Riley. We believe that racket recruits boys and girls to steal the cars.
What?
Yes. Recruits them. Corrupts them. And they're careful, Mason. Careful to protect the higher-ups. But we've got a lead. And we can bust them. Smash them. If we can get the right man to do the job.
What is the lead?
Mrs. Smith will tell you.
Yes, Mrs. Smith?
I have a daughter, Mr. Mason. She's 20. I love my daughter very much, Mr. Mason. I haven't been a good mother, but I love her very much. Donna's a pretty girl. I have her picture. May I show you her picture?
Yes, of course.
Oh, she is pretty.
Well, thank you. I haven't seen my daughter for 6 months. Oh, it isn't easy for me to tell you this, but I must.
Are you all right, Mrs. Smith?
Yes, I'm all right. There was no reason for Donna to run away. At least I didn't know the reason. Our family's fortunate. She's always had everything. Perhaps she'd had too much. Perhaps I had too much. I was too busy to see what was happening to my daughter.
Is your daughter mixed in this?
Mr. Wallace is very... He's a close family friend. I didn't suspect anything until Donna ran away. Then we turned to Mr. Wallace.
Had detectives working for months, naturally.
Mm-hmm. And?
I heard my daughter speak once on the phone. I heard only a name when I told Mr. Wallace.
I had heard the name before.
Is it connected up with the stolen car racket?
Yes. Just a single name. Common, maybe coincidence. But when you put this and that together, it doesn't look like coincidence. And it doesn't look pretty. If we're right, and Lord knows I wish we were wrong, what happened to this girl and to Frank Riley has happened to hundreds. I said hundreds of young people. They are what this thing is all about, Mr. Mason. Now, don't misunderstand me. The dollars and cents are important, too, and I'm no sentimentalist. A lot of those kids were going bad anyway, and nothing could keep them from going bad. But a lot of those kids were decent, which means we're up against an evil, corrupt, ruthless organization, Mr. Mason. You, going to help us bust it?
I don't know.
Mr. Mason, it may be too late to help my daughter. For all I know, she may not even be alive.
Steady, my dear.
I was going to say, I wouldn't think of undertaking this unless I could give it sufficient time.
We only want you to organize it, Mr. Mason. We don't expect...
Well, I have other obligations, Mr. Wallace. And it wouldn't be fair to any of us
for
me to...
All right. I don't ask your decision now. All I ask is you don't decide now. But think about it. Will you do that?
All right, I'll think about it. But I'm not promising.
I understand. But I think you'll take the case, Mr. Mason. And I'm seldom wrong. Come, my dear. Suppose I phone you on Monday, Mr. Mason.
Well, on the surface, it is a long way from Kate Beekman to Herbert Selby, from Consolidated Motor Sales Corporation to the job insurance president Donald Wallace has offered Perry Mason. But beneath the surface, well, there'll be excitement and surprising developments in the immediate future. So join us tomorrow, won't you?